something and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. Makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? Ooh, these emotions I never knew of some other world far beyond this place, beyond the trees, above the clouds. Oh, I see before me a new horizon. There's a world I need to know.
Good morning, everyone, and your friends, and welcome to Brooks Radio with a very special, it's very special, edition of Breakfast with G&T, television for your ears.
Good morning, listener. We're back.
And proud.
And full of fun.
And vigour. This very special one-off edition of Breakfast with G&T is to celebrate the very first birthday of Brooks Radio.
Did you know that?
That's Brooks Radio is 1 year old.
Incredible. Yes, happy birthday to Brooks Radio. And as you can probably hear behind us, it's a real carnival atmosphere here in the studio. Oh, yeah. Well done, lads. Keep it up.
Because it's a birthday, we're going to celebrate like any other birthday. Drunk and alone. No, wait. So coming up,
we'll be having too much to drink.
We'll be dancing awkwardly.
We'll lose our keys.
There'll be tears in the toilet.
And we'll eat a burger.
But first,
we'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with G&T with a Brooks Radio birthday special.
And because it's our first birthday, we've got a few special treats planned for today's show.
What a show. What a show we have.
Yes, later on, we're going to be joined on the telephone by outspoken defender of Americans' right to bear arms, Alex Jones.
Americans' right to bear arms or arm bears. We're not quite sure.
Haven't worked that one out.
And we've also got radio favourite Alan Kazam. Yay! Returning to do a very live and dangerous stunt here in the studio just for you, the internet.
That's right. In what we believe is a radio first, Alan Kazam will attempt to remove hot trifle from a balloon while he's on fire. Live.
You mean live?
As it's happening.
And we'll be launching our new crime drama. Those aren't my trousers.
It's going to be amazing. I can honestly say that no one will have heard anything quite like this on the radio before.
Well, at least, yes.
Exactly. Thanks for picking it up.
What?
Ask me how Belize was.
How was Belize?
Unbelievable.
Ask me how Portugal was.
How was Portugal? Yeah, I guess.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to your computer. Now back to your man. Now back to your computer. Where are you? You're in a room with the man your man could sound like. Look down, back up. You're in the same room. What's in your hand? You've downloaded the podcasts. Look again. The podcasts are now kittens. Anything is possible when you listen to Breakfast with G&T. I look like a horse.
the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even lighter, doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. You heard that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter, doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with G&T with a Brooks Radio birthday special. It continues, like always. And we're nothing if not topical on this show, so many would say we're nothing. But there is a lot of brouhaha and philalalalabibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib And we thought that we should, you know, educate the populace as best we can about this very important issue.
That's very socially responsible of us.
I agree.
Right, yes. So joining us now on the line from the States is pro-gun libertarian Alex Jones, who is hot and a little bit sticky from his abrasive interview with Piers Morgan on CNN. Alex Jones, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess the first question that we're supposed to ask you, Alex, you know, at least what it says on the sheet here, is tell us what is so important about the debate that's happening in America right now.
More guns means less crime. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day. My God.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting response.
Yeah, that's definitely something I haven't thought about.
So, Alex, What would you say is the best argument in favour of Americans being allowed to keep their firearms?
This is globalism. We have all of these foreigners. The Republic will rise again. You can't ban the iron rods. The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. 1776 will commence again. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's it's quite similar to the point he just made, I think.
Yes. Mm. I'd also like to mention I love your work on The One Show and continue to do so.
My God!
So, I mean, you know, getting the gun control issue aside for a second, I would like to know if you are Team Edward or Team Jacob.
Google it, folks.
Interesting. Didn't think
that would be the response.
No.
I've got to be honest.
No. That came out of left field, as I believe the Americans say.
Ah, that's a baseball reference. So we're big fans of philosophical debate here at the Brooks Radio Studios, and we just like to know, what is your favourite philosophical question?
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin?
Oh, that's a biggie. That really is a biggie.
My answer is at least half.
Your gut instinct is to say none at all, of course, because it's a stupid question.
Alex, from my point of view, you know, we like to keep an educated listener. So what is 1775 plus one?
1776.
I think he's got it.
You know, that is at least semi-correct.
I'm sure. That's really good.
I don't have the answers on the card.
No, because we don't care. But
but thanks anyway for playing.
But Alex, I have another question. If I was in 1780, and I went back in time 4 years, what year would it be?
1776.
Bingo.
By Jove, Watson.
That's incredible. Alex Jones, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Listen, let me ask you a question. How about Prozac? Why do you have bodyguards? I want to get people off pills. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic. I have the proof.
And, you know, whenever we have a guest on the show, we always like to know if they can do something fun, like an impression. So we're wondering if you had any impressions you'd like to throw our way.
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag. I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably.
Very good, very good.
That's really good, Alex. Thank you. Yeah, was that meant to be us? Did she don't answer that?
Because I'm flattered if it was.
Yeah, it was really very good. Well, Alex Jones, I don't think we can keep you for much longer. You're a busy man.
1776.
Indeed. Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Leather seats. It's got a CD player.
I'm just going to give you some cocaine. I just want you to take your top off. Welcome back. We're still here, folks.
Whew.
You're listening to Breakfast with G&T. Still with a Brooks Radio birthday special.
Now, we've long talked on this show about doing a detective crime drama here on the radio. And we're really pleased to announce that today we're about to launch the first episode of our detective crime drama, These Aren't My Trousers. Morning, Inspector Pants.
Morning, Gussard. What's the situation?
Well, it appears to be a suspected murder. Now, what do you know about Univax?
Univax? The pharmaceutical corporation? Wasn't there a scandal?
That's right, sir, yes. 3 years ago, they were implicated in the distribution of contaminated vaccines to developing countries. At the time, no one could prove that they definitely knew what was happening. But a document has come into our possession that indicates that not only were they aware, but that the conspiracy goes straight to the heart of the British government. Sir? Sir?
These are not my trousers.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible. And we'll have more of that later on in the show.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two
I'm
shit.
On the floor, floor, I love to dance, so give me more, more.
We're still here. You're still listening to Breakfast with G&T, Brooks Radio Birthday Special.
Marvellous. And we're very pleased to announce that we've got an old favourite back in the studio with us today. The magician Alan Kazam, who's joined us a couple of times last year. It's really fantastic to have him back with us. Alan, how does it feel to be back?
Good talk. As chatty as ever.
Incredible. Incredible. What is your problem? But Alan is really here because he's got a brand new illusion for us here at Brooks Radio. Right here, live in the studio.
Live.
He is going to attempt to remove hot trifle out of a balloon while he is on fire.
Believe it or not, folks.
This is actually happening. So he's just getting himself set up now. So let's a round of applause for Alan Kazam. Oh,
well,
wow.
What can you say?
I will never be the same again. Oh, this is, have we got a sponge?
Gotta help me out. It's all a blur last night. We need a taxi, 'cause you're hungover and I'm broke. I lost my fake ID, but you lost the motel key. Spare me a fake.
Shake the glass. For millions of years, mankind lived just like the animals. Then something happened which released the power of our imagination. We learned to talk. We learned to listen. Mankind's greatest achievements have come about by talking. And our greatest failures by not talking. With the technology at our disposal, the possibilities are unbounded. That's why I listen to Breakfast with GMT every Monday morning on Brooks Radio. Whatever I'm doing. I love those guys.
We're still here, having the radio birthday special here with Breakfast with G&T. The G&T is flowing, as are the sausages.
Hello, listener. I expect you're all as excited as we are here for part two of our special crime detective drama, These Aren't My Trousers.
I don't know about you, Graham, but I'm very excited.
I can see. I can see how excited you are from here.
Yes, those are my feet.
So coming up for you now, exclusive, is These Aren't My Trousers, Part 2.
Gusset! Gusset, where are you?
Oh, sorry, sir. I've just been to pick up your dry cleaning.
Ah, marvellous. Now, what were the results of the autopsy?
Well, it's not clear, sir. The toxicology reports indicate massive levels of carbon monoxide and alcohol in the blood. Yet the eyewitness reports and the CCTV show that the victim was behaving normally and was even able to drive to the rendezvous point.
My God.
What is it, sir?
These are not my trousers.
Excellent, excellent. I really enjoyed that, really enjoyed that. Yes, well, like any good rap star, we have to wrap up. Brilliant.
Yes, so that is it for our wonderful birthday special. Brooks Radio's first of many, we hope.
Indeed, and it's been a great privilege to be part of it. We've certainly enjoyed ourselves. There's a few people we'd like to thank, obviously. We'd like to thank the amazing Alan Kazam, who was incredible again.
We'd like to thank the amazing Alex Jones.
Who made very little sense, but nonetheless, we enjoyed having him on.
He made total sense to me.
There are reasons for that. We would also like to thank our cleaning lady.
In advance.
And our lawyers.
In advance as well.
Yeah, just once again, thank you very much for listening to us. It's been a real roller coaster ride.
as Ronan Keating once sang.
And we'll see you again. Will we see them again?
Maybe if all the lawsuits clear up.
Superb. Yes. If we use special legal ointment, we might be able to clear everything up. And
we might be able to slide through the bars.
You've been listening to...
me.
And him. Well, I think that just about covers everything, isn't it? We thanked everyone.
We thanked everyone we needed to thank.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we've forgotten?
No.